Hi, it's Hazel.
Hey, it's Azura.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome back to another episode of Cleverties. Hush, podcast. Today, we want to welcome cosplayer, TikToker, model, dancer, Twitch streamer, YouTuber, Ruru Sama.
Hello, guys. It's Ruru. What's up?
What's up, Ruru?
Hi.
So, first name Ruru, last name Sama.
No, middle name Sama, last name Nine.
Nine.
Yes, that's why.
You know, I'm sure all our viewers are no stranger when it comes to Ruru Sama, but tell us what you've been up to.
These days, I've just been resting. It's the New Year's.
Noise.
Like, no. I don't really want to do anything, so I've been playing Monster Hunter and, like, just like spending time with my cat.
Aww. Cute. Very nice. Self-care is a full-time job.
Right. It always amazes me how Ruru-sama sounds so chill. This is in contrast to the impression I have of her. I mean, a cosplayer, right? You're lively, full of energy.
And she has like so many followers. Actually, one of the things that I saw in your comments is that a lot of people were surprised. This was probably not so recent, like maybe 6 to 8 months ago.
She's stalking me.
To find out, I was stalking
you. Oh my God.
Yeah, stalking you. To find out that you are Singaporean.
Oh, actually still right now, a lot of people don't know that I'm Singaporean.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I think mostly because the kind of content I make, it's not specifically targeting Singaporeans. Mm. So like, a lot of people are like, oh, just another international content, I guess, you know, that kind of thing.
But actually, I think Ruru-sama is a lady, woman, girl, you name it, who wears many hats. Actually, how old are you this year? 28?
24.
24?
Yeah.
I forgot how young and accomplished this girl is.
She's super young. It must be nice to be young.
Didn't you study science?
Yes. No, I studied data science. So I was doing big data management for a bit. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I decided, goodbye. No, thank you. And then I left and do social and become cosplayer.
At what age do you start?
Cosplaying was kind of like a hobby. Mm. So like, I wouldn't say that it's really like anything to be said about. It's like there is an opportunity that came for me to be in an agency, like a Korean agency. Mm. So I was like, okay, why not? It was like right after like I graduated, like just right after, because I had like an opportunity to take a scholarship a scholarship to teach in Japan, or teach while getting my degree, or I can go back to Singapore. So I was like, goodbye Japan. Yeah, because I didn't want to be a teacher. It's not my aspiration.
But have people ever come up to you with nasty comments? Off the top of mind, what do you remember?
Saying that my parents never teach me.
Oh. Never teach you what?
Exactly. Ask them. You give it to them, girl. I think like a lot of people are like, oh, when you dress a bit more sexy, or like you appear to be like a confident person in yourself, like people just want to bring you down. So like they're just like, oh, your dad never teach you, you have no mom, you know, that kind of thing. I'm just like, that's the only thing that I cannot accept.
I love the way you dress though. Like, I just think it's like, obviously, you know that you look good and you own it. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a lot of self-confidence. Like, were you always this confident even when you were young?
I feel like I just cannot give a shit.
Oh, so you've always been like, cannot give a shit since you were
kind
young.
Kind of. Like, when I was, oh my God, when I was in secondary school, I wear like a lot of neon colors because I thought I was the shit.
Wait, what? Like the neon color bra? Oh, nice. And then you wear a uniform outside?
No. Oh. Sis! No. Like, when I go out, I want to wear like, you know, like, tie-dye neon skirts, that kind of thing. I feel like that was a trend last time. Mm-hmm.
So would you say you're someone who wears revealing clothing?
I think maybe to some people, yes. Like my grandmother, she would think that I'm revealing.
Oh, yeah.
Like this outfit now?
Yeah, my grandmother will say that I'm revealing.
What would she say to you? Like, what would she actually say?
She'd be like, 你不会冷啊? You're not cold. Ah.
They always say that. They always say that, but that's not what they mean.
Yes, they are like,
they're like, 没有带 jacket. But that's not what you mean.
Yes. So, but my parents are pretty open, so they don't really mind. Most of the time, it's like online comments, maybe.
Mm.
But like, not in a negative way. I mean, online, why would they take it as a negative way when they see a sexy girl?
Do you think it's Singaporeans that comment those things?
I'm not sure. But I think maybe yes.
Do you not feel like it's the same people who consume that content that comments as well,
right?
I didn't say it, she said it.
You say you don't give a shit.
I didn't say it.
Okay, but actually, what does like sexy or sexiness mean to you?
Sexiness, in my opinion, is not about revealing clothes or anything. Mm. It's really just an attitude, you know? You know, like, I feel like for girls, it's more, even more so like this, like, when you see a girl that is sexy, of course, yes, her figure or like the way she dresses helps. But like a strong, independent like woman also is like, oh, sexy, this is hot, you know, that kind of thing. So recently I met this like business woman friend, And then she's like, she dresses like very hand coolly. You know, she wears a blazer and then she tie her hair up in like a really neat bun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit, maybe I'm gay. I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah.
I was expecting like celebrity names, but that works as well.
She's saying sexy is an attitude.
It's
sexy,
mindset.
Sexy, yeah, sexy is not necessarily what you wear.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Do you guys agree?
I agree, but I think that wearing clothes that are sexy, it's
also sexy.
Yeah, sexy is a mindset, right? Mm. But you can wear sexy clothes as well.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, we are dressed in a theme we call sexy today.
We are trying, okay, so
You guys are pretty sexy.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
No, they went to change just now and come out. I was like, oh.
Oh. Yeah, like Jeremy's outfit today, I think like it's damn sexy.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
nice. You guys can't see, she's wearing a mini skirt. I saw
I had to cover my legs for the camera.
Check out our Instagram later on. And Zura, she always wears like very nice mesh tops. And she has very nice boobs. Oh, she's always sexy. What?
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, are we allowed to say that? Can. If you got it, flaunt it.
We can't talk about boobs.
She has very nice boobs. She does.
I don't have very nice boobs.
Show off your assets.
No, no, Hazy, you have okay boobs.
Thanks.
How do they know?
They felt
it. I've seen it.
Yeah, we've seen, felt, touched.
Yeah.
What is going on? I didn't sign up for this.
Hazy has the boobs that I want.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, drinking more milk recently helped. It does. But I feel like a sexy part of myself is my collarbones, which is why I chose to wear this outfit today. You know, I think like what Ruru said, sexiness is not about the outfit that you put yourself in. It can be a physical trait of yourself or like a mindset, your confidence level. But I still think sexy clothing or like revealing clothing is considered a taboo in Singapore. Do you think so?
Quite. I think it's mostly an Asian country thing.
Okay. Aww.
Like,
yeah,
like more
even in
Asian.
Japan maybe. Yeah.
Yes, it's more conservative.
In Japan? But they accept cosplay and stuff.
How is cosplay like sexy?
I mean, some outfits.
Have you seen the armored ones? Have you seen Jeff, the Joseon-san DJ? He was decked out, like he was looking good, but like he's also sexy, but he's not revealing anything, you know?
That's true.
Actually,
that's true.
I feel like a lot of people think that cosplay is like, ooh, cosplay. But
people
like,
sexualize it. Yeah.
Yes. Like a lot of people are like, I think, dream of bagging a cosplay or whatever, or like wanting your girlfriend to cosplay it, kind of thing. Mm. But when you're actually talking to professional cosplayers, they'll literally not let you an inch near their costumes, especially when they're in their costumes. Because it's too expensive.
That's true.
Expensive. And I'm so tired wearing a wig and like I have to wear heels for like 8 hours in a con. Like, it's not as pretty and dreamy as you think.
It's not the fantasy that, you know, most men think it to be.
I mean, like, in the bedroom, you guys want
to
do whatever. That's your problem, you know? But as a cosplayer-wise, I cannot imagine, like, dirtying my $500 costume.
So you would wear a $1,000 wig in the bedroom for roleplay?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Only for it to be ripped off and, like...
Oh my God, sis. Why will you be ripped off in the first place?
I don't know. Because sometimes,
you know.
I don't know anything.
It gets caught somewhere. I don't know. No, but do you guys remember about 10 years ago, right? Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know, Ru, if you remember this. There was this video online of this auntie publicly shaming this girl. And she was like, wear your clothes properly. I'm warning you. Do you remember this?
Yes, was that really 10 years ago?
Apparently so. A decade ago.
What is this girl wearing?
She's just wearing a singlet, I think.
I don't think it was anything too bad, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, but this was in Singapore. Like, imagine being screamed at on the street like that. I would be mortified.
Oh my God, can I just say, like, there is a... I think 2015 or something, someone was wearing, like, quite a revealing cosplay. But the cosplay was so well done. You know, like, it's to the character. Like, the character was wearing that. And then, like, some auntie came and called the police on her. At an event. It has happened twice.
What can the police do though?
They just ask you a few questions, then let you go.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Can they actually do anything about it? Like the police?
Not really.
No, it's an event.
I mean, I can get where it's coming from. Like maybe they're kids or whatever, you're uncomfortable with it, but it's not really an 18 plus event or anything. That's why I can understand why some people are uncomfortable with it, but it's just like, auntie, why are you there? Like in the first place.
Yeah,
why are you there? This is not for you.
Hey, has anyone slut shamed you?
Every day, I think.
Huh? Online or like in real life?
Online. I don't think anyone has told me that in real life before. I think most of the comments that are like not like the best always comes online.
Mm-hmm.
Does it affect you?
In all honesty, you look pretty chill.
But still, she's human, you know?
Yeah.
When I'm in a bad mood, yes. Of course, there are good days and bad days.
Do
but
you
honestly,
reply
I don't.
To them?
No. I think the best way is to not respond.
Yeah.
You're feeding your own fire, not them. So I always feel like if you reply to negative comments, you're kind of just rubbing the energy off yourself. Like, there's no use for that.
But actually, sometimes when I'm in a bad mood and these comments get to me, right, I fire back at them and I feel better.
Like last time, do you remember there was one video, right, that you were dancing and then you were wearing a denim top and it was backless?
Ah!
And then someone commented.
Yeah, yeah.
The comment was like, why must wear until like that?
Some people are sensitive, I guess.
I feel like especially for the Chinese market, because I work in the Chinese radio station.
Oh, yes,
so
yes.
So the consumers, I feel like they're still more conservative.
My issue with people deeming clothes as like sexy or whatever it is that your measure for it and someone else's measure for it is different. There's no fixed scale to it. My problem is when someone tells you like you owe them something because it's not on their scale of it. You know what I mean?
Mm. It's not fair, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm okay with wearing this, then so be it lah. But I do understand that the Chinese one is more conservative. Mm. Especially when videos go viral, I feel like more negative comments come from, I wouldn't say Chinese people, but Asian people in general.
Mm.
Like, they are just less open to the idea of a girl, like, revealing her shoulders.
Shoulders? Shoulders?
Like, I know, I've
provocative.
Heard, I've heard, like, in Japan and Korea, if you reveal here, it's like a big taboo. Oh. You can wear a mini skirt that almost shows your ass crack and it's fine.
Ah,
yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because it's just different country standards. That's why if you think about it, like, in the US, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, that is sexy to them. But, like, in Korea, maybe showing collarbones is already sexy.
That's true.
You know, that's the level of celebrity difference.
Mm. Okay, as a creator that, obviously, you are very comfortable with the way you dress, right? Do you find that you have been sexualized by the public?
Every day.
Was that your intention?
I feel like maybe when I was younger and I was doing a lot of dance trends and everything, maybe I don't realize that I was sexualizing myself for the public. But now that I'm older, maybe sometimes I'll be like, I just want to be sexy. You know, that kind of thing. Mm. Like, you will realize that maybe I am sexualizing myself in a certain way. Mm. But, like, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, some people just want to feel sexy today. I just want to feel sexy today. That's why I wear this. I think public opinion on whether I dress too sexy or not, you know, again, it's on the threshold, right? Like, some people think that I'm too conservative.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, why are you dressed like that? Just take off your jacket, it looks better. For example,
whoever said that?
Oh my God, my ex-boyfriend actually said that. Not in a bad way. He's a very fashionable person. Mm-hmm. So like, when I wear something like a tube dress, and then I'll wear like a blazer to like hop it on top of my shoulders, he's like, just take it off. You look sexier without it.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Not in a bad way, guys. Not in a bad way.
I like guys that are confident enough for their girlfriends to
show off some
skin. Show it off. Yeah. I love that. Mm. So that begs my next question, right?
Yes.
A lot of people always say like, oh, women only wear sexy clothes for male attention. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
So many people think that people in the industry wear sexy clothes to get likes, to get views, to get more engagement. But I don't think so. I wear this way to make myself feel happy. Like, I like to show my collarbone, then I wear like that.
But it is true that, obviously, like, you see on Instagram, like, if you show off more tits, you show off more skin, you do get more likes and engagement. It is true because
it's just Instagram.
That's just how, that's just how, you know, it works.
But that doesn't mean that it should motivate you to dress a certain way, right? At least for me.
I think that, I mean, not like on Instagram, but in real life, right? Let's say if I like a guy and I know that this guy likes a certain feature of mine. Like, let's say this guy thinks I have a sexy back. This is real story.
Oh!
then obviously, like, when I go out, like, I'm going to wear something that's backless, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that considered dressing for men?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
Because I like this guy. This guy likes me back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing sexy wrong.
Which guy, yeah?
Huh?
Hey.
My boyfriend.
Off camera later. I think I have similar kind of like feelings towards this, is that I don't think that you're necessarily dressing for men. There are occasions where you can dress for your man or some other man. It's like, for example, like if you're a creator that kind of like is in the male space and you're trying to get their attention, like if you're an OF creator or like if you're an adult content creator, then like it makes sense, what? You know, it's just business.
It's true. Actually, yeah, it's just business.
Yeah, it's just business.
You know, last year about this time, I was in Tokyo. It was about like 5-6 degrees. I don't know if you girls remembered this. So I had worn this bralette.
Ah.
The black bralette.
I remember
and then
that.
I had like put on a blazer outside and then long pants.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like only this part, it was a V lah. It's a V-neck. And like this part is cropped. Was revealed. And then I had taken a photo and then this thing sort of like blew up. I don't know, like articles started popping up saying like, you know, Hazel Teo wears a bralette in Tokyo
when it's in this degree Celsius.
So that sort of like sparked some concern amongst my management lah. I could see where they're coming from. Like, they felt like that was too sexy.
Oh.
my question then was, so if this hadn't blown up, would you still think this way? You know, it was
yeah, I get what you mean. It's because it was made a big deal out of, that's why you feel like it's a problem.
Yeah, but I can understand like my management doesn't want me to be seen as someone who's always dressed very revealing. But the fact is, I'm not.
Your agency is like a bit gudong, is it?
Oh,
sorry, not. I'm not saying that you are, but I'm just saying that maybe consider looking at fashion trends these days.
No, I think they, like from their point of view, they take care of artists a lot.
Of course, I think so.
Right.
I think they are concerned about your safety also, you know. Mm. Let's just take it as that.
Yeah.
I think literally from the things that we've been saying in the past 5 minutes, right, I think it's clear that sexiness, we have not been relating it to the amount of skin shown.
Mm. Oh,
yes. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yes.
So I think this problem could go on and on even if you are fully covered up, because everybody has a different idea of sexy. And, you know, it's like we think suits are sexy, for example. Yeah, that covers everything.
Yes. Mm.
So, you know, it's like a whatever you wear and whatever angle you try and like, if you're going to do it to please people, there's going to be someone out there who's going to think that it's too sexy.
Mm.
You can't please everyone, basically.
Yeah. It's like if I wear like a Santa costume and people will be like, oh,
you know,
as in like the big kind.
Not Santa Arena, Santa.
Oh, like the big, big
Santa.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And
love
people
it.
Will still go like,
yeah. I love a white beard.
Shh, get it, girl.
I wonder what it will look like after taking that off. Take that off.
You know, the kind of that.
People do that all the time. You wear oversized like hoodies or whatever they're like.
Oh, wonder what's underneath.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's like Billie Eilish. That's why she covered her body for so long with like these really big baggy clothes.
Yeah.
Mm. And then when she finally like took it, and she did like a sexy photo shoot for British Vogue, right? Everyone went crazy. They were like, oh yeah, Billie Eilish is sexy. Like, you know. But that's how humans' brains are wired to work, unfortunately, right? But sometimes I do find that for me, right, rather than being in a very uncomfortable outfit that may be more revealing, I actually feel more sexy when I'm in a comfortable outfit that fits well.
Agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fully agree.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
So it's not necessarily always the most tight, the most revealing, skin. The most skin, yeah, that you feel the most sexy.
That's why it brings back to the point where we feel like confidence is kind of like a, just like a statement or like a,
it's a
like
within a attitude. Thing, no?
Yeah.
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in our industry, I think it's a fact that sexy content does sell. But have we ever felt pressurized to create sexy content for the engagement?
I feel like when I was younger, yet again, like I do feel the pressure of doing it.
Mm.
It's also maybe because like I was going on a different route. Like I wasn't planning to. I was planning it's like full business, by the way, last time. It was just like, okay, like for example, if we do bikini photo shoots, right? And then we will plan to move into the Japanese market for it. That kind of thing. So like over there, it's not really a taboo, you know, it's a literal job. Like there is a title for it, like gravure model, you know, there's bikini models, just that. So like initially I was planning to go on that route. So kind of like, that's why there is more like sexy pictures in the past. But like, I realized that it's not really what I want to do. So I just kind of like, okay, bye. And then I just went to do my own stuff and started making more TikToks, talking about my own life and everything. And I think I was quite lucky that my audience kind of like accepted it. They're just like, oh, interesting. Like, still continues to like support the content that I make. So I do think that sex sells for sure in this industry. Like, I feel like every girl at some point is kind of like pressured to like, okay, maybe I should wear a little sexier today. That kind of thing for approvals or whatever. But if you think about it, like, is that really what you want to do?
Actually, you know? For me, right, my motivation behind like let's say posting a photo of where I'm wearing a bikini, right? My motivation, I never really did that in my younger days because I wasn't very proud of how my body looked. But in the last 2 years, I have been, well, I would say more of the last like 1.5 years, I've been working out a lot more, taking care of my health, eating a bit better, and I'm proud of my body and I'm proud of the way it looks.
You should be.
Yeah, and then I'm more confident to take these photos. I want to post them because I'm proud of the work that I put into my body. So for me, it's more of like a, you know, this is what I have done and this is what I have to show for it. Kind of
self-empowerment.
Yeah. And if it gets more engagement or whatever, I mean, that's just
a bonus.
A bonus, yeah, yes. I guess so, right? Yeah.
I think in that sense, then maybe in a strategy format, like once in a while, I still post one. Like I cannot always post, like I of course like own like a ton of bikinis and like a lot of nice lingerie, but will I post it? Not really, you know? But like once in a while when I'm feeling it, then I'll be like, this going on Instagram. You know, that kind of thing.
Can I just ask, did fans request for anything overly crazy back when you thought, you know, you wanted to go into that industry or that aspect?
I feel like people who make requests are usually people who have very specific requests. Mostly oddly specific requests. Of course, there are like, I would just call them rude people who like, take it off. Like, show me your nudes, or like, I want to see more, that kind of thing. But most of the people, I would say that if you're a respectful pervert, fine, I can let you go off, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, excuse me, I'm just wondering if you like sell nudes.
Oh.
Like, I just want to know. If not, I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable.
Okay, that's...
There's actually quite a lot of people like that also. They're just like, interested to know. But of course, some girls will take it as like, oh, this person is so rude. How can you expect me to like sell nudes? You know, that kind of thing. But like, a lot of people do, I think. Like, I think that he was being respectful as well. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I've seen worse. Like, people were just like, send nudes, free nudes. Here's a picture of my dick in 5 directions. Oh. And like, send me yours now. There are a lot of people like that as well.
Well, that's crazy.
Okay, so it's the approach.
She is traumatized.
How much dick pics do you get?
These days, not so much.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, maybe like, at, I mean like 2 a day.
I'm convinced.
2 a day?
It is quite a lot, eh?
That's not a lot compared to what I received last time. Like, sometimes people like go on Twitter and just post their dick pics on Twitter and just tag like 5 different girls' accounts. That kind of thing is crazy. It was crazy times. Like, it still exists, by the way.
I'm convinced there's no way to take a good dick pic.
It's true.
I'm just... Okay, anyways, that's not the point of this. Yeah, I think... It's really a balance between like, now obviously you're trying to go more commercial, you're trying to, you know, go in the more business side of things, right?
Yes.
Do you think that, you know, the way that you dress very much still aligns with the direction you're going in?
I feel like it's always been business, like whether I was doing bikini modeling or not. If you think about it, it's just a job, it pays me, and like, maybe it pays me even more, who knows, you know, but it's something that I didn't manage to like follow through, so I wouldn't say much to it. But I would say that depending on what you, I think from, oh my god, this was an interesting conversation that I would love to have today. I even wrote it on my notepad. Is that women kind of like, you have to dress your part to kind of appeal to a certain audience.
Okay.
So for example, like you will see like people like Gary Vee, like wearing a t-shirt, like giving speeches, like, and guys will be like, oh my god, scrumming over this guy, right? But like, you almost never find a female, like kind of like empowering speaker, like dressed like down ever. They will dress, they'll make sure their hair is on point, they'll make sure their dressing is like good. And then like, especially if you're appealing to women, I feel that you need to dress more powerful. You need to be sure of your own style. You need to be sure of yourself, that kind of thing. Like all these things that kind of like sells, right? So to me is that I dress like this, not really for the public to like judge whether I am good or not. But like, I do think about that quite often. If I'm going to, let's just say, this year I want to focus on more women's empowerment things because that's what is my interest now. So I went to go and check out a lot of content, and then I realized that, hey, maybe I should dress this way. Like, it looks cool and I think I can pull it off. And then a lot of girls like it. It's like, why I extended my hair? Why I went darker hair? And all like that kind of thing. It does pull off some sort of like different impressions on people to you, I feel.
That's interesting.
I think you came on the right podcast, man.
Huh?
Like, our podcast is all about women empowerment.
It's true.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true. And I think especially when you're speaking to an audience that you need to win them over or gain some sort of trust.
Yes.
I think just by appearing like, you know, that you put in some effort, you've got your shit together, I think that's already like half the job done, you know? Like you don't have to spend that time winning their trust over.
But that's not to say women dressed in t-shirts and shorts cannot be empowering.
Of course.
Because I feel like TikTok made this so much easier. Anyone can just come up and speak.
Yes.
If I don't remember wrongly, I've once seen this video blow up and this woman just looks very, very casual. Mm-hmm. Like no extra work gone into her hair or her makeup, nothing like that. But she just goes on and on speaking about, I can't remember, was it property? And the video garnered quite a lot of views. So back to the point, I think sexiness is equivalent or is a subset of confidence. If you're confident, I think, you know, you are empowering and you can be able to pull anything off.
Have you ever been so affected by, I know that we try and ignore, you know, like hate comments, whatever it is that people are saying, but like we said, you know, you're still human and on a bad day, you think about it a little bit, right? Have you ever been so affected by these comments that the next time you wanted to wear something or the next time you wanted to post something, you thought twice about it?
I feel like my mental breakdowns are not that long. So like usually it's like every 2 hours and I'm done with it. And I'm just like, okay, time to get back to work. Okay, let's film another TikTok. Because I feel like this is the beauty of TikTok again, which is people forget really fast. So it's like I post every day. So people get swarmed by content. And then they're just like, oh, I wonder what's the next one. Oh, she didn't post it. That's weird. You know, that kind of thing. Maybe because I've been doing this for some time and I receive so much over the time. I feel like in the past, I'll get really anxious and like cry a lot. But I think these days I learn to compartmentalize a lot, like because of therapy and stuff like that, of course. And meeting a lot more people, like for example, like you guys or like people in the industry who understands this kind of problems, like really does help. Like you have to talk about your problems, you know, have different kind of conversations. Like you will know that people who are talking shit about you are not your paying customers anyways.
Yeah.
Like why do true. I have to care?
It's free to comment.
Yeah, like, it's free to comment.
Yeah.
Thank you for the engagement.
Well, but the 2 hours thing did impress me a bit though. It reminded me that I once saw somewhere, like when you meet with a setback or a challenge, just allow yourself 10 minutes to immerse in that kind of emotion. After that, when your alarm goes off, they ask you to set an alarm, 10 minutes. When the alarm goes off, snap out of it and move on with life, because there's nothing you can do about these comments anyway.
It's true.
Sometimes like, the only time that I have to have a mental breakdown sometimes is when I'm driving from place to place.
Right.
So if you ever pass by my car, don't look inside. I may be having an ugly cry.
Okay, like, the last time I passed by Jermaine's car, I actually looked inside. She was taking a selfie.
Oh, okay. Damn it. I might have been ugly crying or taking a selfie. Either way. But then when I get to my destination, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to get out. I'm going to get my shit done. Yeah.
Like, that's just life though.
It is.
Like,
it is.
I feel like even for like, especially like younger teen girls, if they're listening, you just get better at it. You know?
And I feel like for teen girls, they don't know how to accept these negative comments. I mean, we've been in this industry for long enough to know that we should filter out. We should not reply. We should not think about it. But for them, I feel like it might be hard for them to step out of it because their worldview is like, oh, I have a hater. What do I do now? My life is crushed. I feel like what Rue mentioned just now, the first thing is to not respond because you'll be only feeding your own fire.
Actually, the biggest thing that stuck out for me was that, you know, over the years, like Rue mentioned, you know, the amount of hate comments she's received, the amount of like not nice things that people have said online, but she said that never once has she heard it in person. And that's exactly what life is, right?
Yes.
Like, don't think about the stuff that you see online because when they're in front of you, they would never actually say it. It's true.
And I think it helps to remove yourself from the situation. Like, just stop putting yourself in the first person perspective. Just think about it from like the third person perspective. What would you say to a friend who is facing the same situation as you? Then you tell yourself that.
Right? Sometimes I think we treat our friends a lot better than we treat ourselves.
It's true.
Yeah. So listen to the advice that you would give to a friend in a similar situation.
Yeah, and right. I'll just add on one point, like, sis, if the hater is the only thing you're concerned about right now in your life, I think you got better things to work on, okay? Like, don't be dwelling on that. It's a waste of time. It's really a waste of time.
It's true. Word. I think for the younger girls, you don't realize that you're being sexualized until later in life, and you don't realize just how much people fixate on that. But it doesn't mean that it has to be part of your life. Let it be part of their lives. Don't engage in those conversations. Call them out.
So what advice would you give to someone who wants to be sexy, you know, but afraid of putting herself out there?
I always feel like sexy, if you want to be sexy, you don't have to put yourself out there. It's like we have talked about it throughout the whole podcast. It's like sexiness is not it's of course the way you dress, the way you hold yourself, you know, the way you hold yourself, the confidence. But I also think that confidence comes with like a lot of different packages, right? Like for example, how to be confident. You know, this is people's favorite question, how to be confident. So like, you know, we meet a lot of successful people in our walks of life, and like, a lot of them are just so confident. Why? Because they know their shit. So study, improve yourself. If you want to try a certain dress, just try it. If you're not comfortable wearing it out, just wear it at home. You don't have to be sexy outside. If you want to just like dress hobo all day, that's good for you also, you know? I feel like being sexy, dressing sexy, all this kind of thing, it's just improving yourself. And you eventually kind of like accept it.
That's so good. But actually my question is, aside from being sexy, I think a lot of us sometimes, at the back of our minds, we are uncomfortable with the idea of being sexualized by other people. What made you so, you know, just...
unhinged.
Yeah. Or unbothered.
Because I think I hot, ma.
I
actually think that. So like, I feel like I got to this state because I fake it till I make it.
Love.
Like in the past when I was younger, I just like, oh, I don't know if you wear it. Am I? Like, you know, that kind of feeling.
Wow.
I feel like social media is all about fake it till you make it though. So like right now, I feel like I'm like a good 72% make it, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Some days you still have to fake it. Mm-hmm. But like, honestly, when I was walking, I was just like super nervous. You know, that kind of thing. Like someday you actually, you can't really differentiate when you're faking it anyways. Mm. That's just human.
Yeah, fake it and eventually you will make it.
Yeah, it's like, I think there's some sort of signs. And you guys go and read about it. It's like, you can't differentiate when you're actually happy. Or when that's why people say that you should try and laugh when you're like sad. Because like you cannot differentiate the feeling because you trick your brain into thinking that you're actually like you're not in that terrible of a situation that you can get out of it quicker.
It's a psychological
test and improvement. I mean, all three of us are radio DJs. There must have been bad days that we have experienced before we had gone on air. And then like the moment you go on air, you have to smile. Right? You're like, hey, you're listening to and this is who. And then you like really feel better about yourself after that.
No, but I like that. I think, you know, for Ruru, obviously you are very comfortable putting yourself out there because you believe that you're hot and you're sexy and you are and you're confident.
I think
it's
experience as well. Mm.
And if you are not comfortable being sexualized, then don't post photos of yourself, right, that you feel that you won't be comfortable having out there. You can take them, just keep them for yourself. Like, you don't necessarily have to put them out there or keep a private account because you know that if it's in the public domain, they will take it and they will sexualize it. And you have to be okay with that. This is the world. You can't, like, there's no police you can call to be like, I posted a bikini photo and I'm being sexualized. There's no police you can call for that.
Actually, can we not report that?
I mean, you can report a comment, but but if they don't leave a comment and they just sexualize you in their minds, what can you do about that? Right?
Yeah, you can't do anything about other people's opinion. So either you get tougher yourself or just don't do it.
To wrap things up, you know, I've always thought that Harsh Podcast is a safe space. So are there any words you want to say to your haters out there?
Oh, wow.
Haters.
It's your time.
Come.
Oh my God.
You can curse, yeah.
To my biggest haters, I honestly wish you'll be happy someday.
Aww.
Like genuinely, like ever since I got over it, I just feel bad for them. I feel like a lot of people that write bad comments, like they just have a bad day or something. You know, like this shit is the, like I hate this person because she has a better life than me. Yeah, just live your life. Maybe you'll be happier staying away from my account.
I love how she just killed hate with love.
I love that.
That's
love
so
that.
Positive.
Yeah, and fuck you.
I was waiting for that.
Okay, with that, we hope you enjoyed this episode. You can always follow us on Instagram at isclarity.co.
That's right. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Me Listen, and turn on your notifications.
Yeah, we're on YouTube as well if you want to check out It's Clarity Co. And remember, you can be a woman and be sexy. You can be a mother and be sexy. Be a teacher and be sexy. Mm-hmm. You can be sexy no matter who you are in life.
No matter what you wear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With that, thank you so much, Ruru. Thank you for being with us.
Bye. Bye.